Welcome to the Devin Nunes Podcast, breaking through the political noise, separating fact from fiction. Stay up to date by following Devin on Rumble.com to watch the podcast or downloading wherever you listen to podcasts. From the San Joaquin Valley, the breadbasket of the solar system, here's your host, Devin Nunes.
Devin Nunes here. Recently, I was on the John Batchelor Show talking about California water. I think everyone across the country and around the world ought to know what's happening in the one-party rule in California. If it can't get any crazier, listen to this.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor, and I welcome Congressman Devin Nunes of 22 California, the San Joaquin Valley, the bread and fruit basket of the solar system. Also, podcaster Devin Nunes, but right now we address Devin Nunes' lives among farmers. The San Joaquin Valley is richness that only the rest of the solar system can match. However, this is the second year of a severe drought warning in California. The last time, I believe it was 2014 to 2015, great damage was done to the San Joaquin Valley. I recall an anecdote where the ground was sinking underneath the person reporting to me because the water was being pulled out by the severe drought. This is the second year. I'm told, if there's any comfort in it, 88% of the West is in now drought territory. However, the drought mostly damages the agriculture and the people who depend upon it for livelihood. Congressman, a very good evening to you. The drought is with us again in California. Is there anything that's changed since 2014, 2015? Are there any preparations for this drought? Good evening to you.
John, what is old is new again. So it's always important for people to remember that this California is a Mediterranean climate. So the idea that there is a drought is, quite frankly, common. In fact, it's so common that back when they designed and engineered the water systems that still to this date are the most state-of-the-art in the world, because the entire state of California essentially is a desert, including the San Francisco Peninsula, Los Angeles, San Diego. You'd have no one there if we weren't taking the Sierra Nevada mountain range, where we actually have the highest peak in the continental United States, is right in my backyard, Mount Whitney. What happens is that we get little scattered showers that come across California. We seldom get a lot of rain. What you see, what most people are used to, big thunderstorms that may drop an inch or two an hour. Those types of storms don't occur in California. But what does happen is clouds will accumulate from essentially November, December, January, February, sometimes even into March, and they'll dump feet upon feet of snow in the Sierra Nevada mountain range. So people will be familiar with the name Sequoia Kings Canyon National Park, the giant sequoia trees. You can get 10, 12 feet of snow. Up at the high levels, you could get as high as 20 or 30 feet of snow. Lake Tahoe, which is very popular, a lot of times you'll see where the Donner Pass that goes between Sacramento and Nevada, famous in history, that will fill up with snow, and it'll sometimes block the roads for multiple days. It's those types of snow events that are critical to the survival of the state of California, and have been since around 1900, when people realized, wow, blue skies, sunshine, great soil, but we get this water that runs off really quickly off out of the Sierra Nevada mountain range. It starts to come off in around April, and we get flooding all over the place in June, and by July, we're back to a desert again. So these were all things that people knew, so they decided to go about building large infrastructure projects, major dams, canals, pumping stations that moved this water and transported it all over the state of California. So much so that San Francisco was one of the first to realize this, and they actually got a special law where we actually take water from Yosemite National Park It goes into a pipeline and gets piped over to the San Francisco Peninsula. And in fact, I wrote in my book just last year, Countdown to Socialism, if it wasn't for that water supply, San Francisco would run out of water, be at a critical stage within a month, and it'd be out of water within 2 months, completely out of water. There wouldn't be a drop of water. So people just don't realize that this is something that we have long known about, that California is in a desert, and it's in the constant state of drought. And I'll make one more point that's critical to understand about this drought that everybody runs around like a chicken with their head cut off, the fake news complex running drought, 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 global warming, global warming. Well, we have these special trees in California, that these giant sequoia trees, John, that live for thousands of years. And what happened in the late 1800s and all through the 1900s is they were designing the infrastructure projects. They went back and said, well, you know, we know we get droughts, but let's go back over the last several hundred years, a thousand years. Let's analyze these trees. And they started doing that all over the state. They still do it to this day. And they realized that it was fairly common. About every 20 to 30 years, we would actually get, John, 5 years of drought. Not one, not two, 5 years where we might not get any rain. So the system was designed to withstand 5 years of drought. But what's happened is you have these socialist phony politicians that run around worshiping at the altar of the global warming gods, who, quite frankly, all they're trying to do is cut off water supply to people. So what's happened since the early 90s, the socialist Democrats in the state have brought a cascade, no pun intended there, of lawsuits that have cut off our water supply. So instead of capturing water in these very wet years like we had 3 or 4 years ago that would sustain us through 5 years, what we do, John, is we allow 80% of the water that comes, the snowpack, the water that comes out from the down on the Sierra Nevada mountain range all the way out through the San Francisco Bay, 80% of that water is wasted out to the ocean on average. It should be 75%. We could still allow 75% of the water on average to go out to the San Francisco Bay and ultimately make its way to the Pacific Ocean. We could allow 75% of that water. It's not misspoken, John, could be flushed out to the ocean. And every acre of ground could be farmed in the state of California. You could add houses. Every house could have grass. They wouldn't have to have desert landscape, because all of this infrastructure was built back at the turn of the century and designed to withstand 5 years of drought. And in fact, the only places that really can't withstand 5 years of drought are just a couple pockets within the state of California where the infrastructure doesn't reach those pockets. And those are the projects that we, quite frankly, ought to build. But even if we build them, it doesn't matter if you're not going to run the pumping stations to move the water throughout the state of California. And that's what's happened, is the pumping stations that move the water and the reservoirs are forced to do forced releases for phony fish that, you know, fish that aren't even native to California, like the striped bass. We're wasting water supposedly in the name of protecting fish, which there is zero scientific evidence that any of the fish are being impacted by the release of all of this water. So it's putting us in, we're not in a drought this year, John, because of no rain. We're in a drought because of stupid, corrupt politicians who want the power over people, the power to control water, which is why in my region, the breadbasket of the solar system, we're now looking out of 3 million acres over the course of the next 10 years, 1 million acres will come out of production, because when you don't move the water around, farmers have to take the water out of the ground, and that's what's causing the ground to collapse. So the state now put in regulations that you can only pump so much water out of the ground. So therefore, if you don't move the water, farmers have no water, they pump out of the ground, they put in regulation where you can't pump out of the ground, it leaves you with only one alternative, and that is to not farm it. It only leaves you with an alternative to not plant grass in your yard. You got to put in rocks and desert landscape. That in a nutshell, John, sorry for pontificating, but that's the reality of California.
It's going to translate into a loss of jobs again, the way it did in 2014 and 2015. Is that correct? We can assume? Without water, you have no agriculture, you have no workers.
Well, look, it'll take out, over the course of the next decade, we're going to take out one out of every 3 acres. And this is no offense to people that live across the globe and in the Midwest. We're not talking about, you know, cotton and corn and soybeans. What we're talking about are almonds, walnuts,
right.
Pistachios, raisins, table grapes, plums, peaches, nectarines. Most of the fresh, beautiful citrus that you see that's marketed all over the globe comes right from this area.
And
so the reality is it's one out of every 3 acres is going to be idled over the next decade.
And we have 30 seconds, Congressman. Is this inevitable? It's going to happen, correct? You're not saying it's going to happen.
It's already happening.
Yeah.
There's been, of the million acres that's going to come out of production, there's at least 200,000-300,000 acres that's already out of production. And then over time, it's just going to keep increasing as these laws are implemented at the state level. So it was lawsuits, laws, legal actions, cut off water supply, come in and regulate. And now you've got a bunch of farmers running around begging the corrupt socialist politicians to give some more water while they're flush with water in San Francisco because they don't obey and abide by those same laws. They have a special law.
Congressman Devin Nunes, 22 California. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
Thanks for listening to me on the John Batchelor Show. It's Devin Nunes. We'll catch you next time.